This podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
One of the Republican candidates is calling for mental competency tests for those politicians over the age of 75. What do you think about that?
Ridiculous.
And the recalibration.
Would your husband ever take one of those?
No.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Dr. Gary's email says, I don't know how this happens in nature. It would be easy to do in a lab.
Oh, not so good with a bat.
That same day, February 1st, 2020. So again, right at the start, that same day, Dr. Fauci organizes a conference call and all these other virologists say, get on there. And 3 days later, everybody changes their story.
With Obama, they took Crimea. With Biden, they're trying to take everything, and he won't even know they took it.
They had to take the top of my head off a couple times, see if I had a brain.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 603 says, would any applicant know the answer to those questions? Well, they were very technical questions, but you would think that he would have had some idea what he was talking about, that he should have had some bit of expertise. I mean, he obviously knows nothing about anything. He knows as much as you or I do. Would you or I be nominated to be the next boss of the Federal Aviation Agency or administration? I don't think so. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, where the hell is PETA when you need him? Do you know what they'd do to me or you if we killed a bald eagle? Yeah, we do know. We know. We'd be in jail. What would happen to us if we did anything that illegal aliens did on a daily basis? And it's not just killing bald eagles. Illegal aliens, MS-13 gangbangers, have killed 65 people on Long Island. One part of one state since 2009. And that's by Biden's Justice Department's own statistics. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
There's no shock with Buttigieg shaking off criticism of him flying everywhere on the taxpayer's dime. He obviously is just taking from the standard John Kerry has set.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if John Kerry doesn't have to turn over any of these kinds of records, why should Pete Buttigieg? Are you saying there's a different standard for a heterosexual gigolo than for a gay father of two?
Come on, man. I was tuning the TV last night trying to find the Arthur Godfrey program, and I found this hip new show called Golden Girls. Those are some funny young ladies. Not a joke.
Yeah. You think Brandon will be watching the January 6th footage tonight? Nah, I don't think so. Not when they're having that bonanza binge on MeTV. 617 says some of those questions were basic. Yeah, I assume some of them were basic. Some of them were fairly basic. I mean, when he thinks that some of these regulations have to do with health when it's the actual aircraft themselves. I mean, he knows absolutely nothing. And they said, what would you do? And it said, I'd implement the policy. So in other words, there's going to be somebody behind him who knows what's going on. But because of the complexion, his complexion or lack of melanin or whatever reason, he can't be the chief. The chief has got to be this guy who's just doesn't know bleep from Shinola. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off your next purchase.
Michael Moore wants to boycott Walgreens. He should boycott Golden Corral.
I didn't see that. He does? Why does he want to boycott Walgreens? They're making diet pills prohibitively expensive for the fatto American community.
Howie, need to get an over underline on how many times Comrade Biden falls down trying to get up the stairway to Air Force One.
Well, it's four right now. I mean, I think you'd have to give a specific date. How about between now and Labor Day? Between now and Labor Day, okay, that's 6 months. I'm going to say three as the over-under. I'll take the over.
Hey, Howie, now that footage from the mostly guided tours of the Capitol building on January 6th is being released, would it be fair for us to relabel the January 6th insurrection the January 6th Demsurrection? Inquiring minds would like to know.
We're still, no matter what they show tonight, I don't think we're going to see any, we're going to not have any concrete evidence of agents provocateur from the federal government. Like, for instance, I was thinking about Ray Epps. I don't think Ray Epps actually went inside the Capitol, did he? I haven't seen any evidence of that. I mean, how many of these guys, I assume that Tucker knows some of these people that have been studying the limited amount of video that's available, and they know who all these guys are. You know, they all have these kind of code names, like the people in November 22nd, 1963, the guy with the umbrella, the bums, people on the grassy knolls. It's the same thing with these guys, but I don't know how many of them are actually inside the Capitol. I guess we're going to find out in a few hours here.
I would like to nominate the engineer that put that one odd step in the stairs going out to Air Force One, nominate him for a medal.
I don't think there is just one step, though. Every time it seems he falls down in a slightly different place. Usually closer to the door or the whatever you call the door of an aircraft.
If Joe Biden is having trouble getting on Air Force One, maybe he should fly with Pete Buttigieg. The stairs onto his plane are a lot shorter.
Uh, 617 says, separation and stall questions are very basic. He read nothing about flying before the interview. Well, he didn't. Why would Philip Washington need to read anything? He's got the job. You saw who he was. I mean, how dare any racist Republican even ask him a question like that?
Dr. Jill says no to a competency test for Joe, then quickly changed the subject to his get up and go. From Poland, he took a train all the way to Ukraine. She said, look at all that he's doing, and sadly, we know.
Yes, we do know. That's a good limerick to start off the week. How dare you say he's not qualified? He got on a plane, and then he took a train. He could probably get on a bus too, if he had some help getting up the stairs.
I will not let a Philly cheesesteak sandwich obstruct the sacred cow to vote, the right of any other right to vote from there.
That's right. If you didn't hear that, let's play Cut 10, just in case people are just tuning in. This is Brandon yesterday in Selma, Alabama.
I will not let a filibuster obstruct the sacred right to vote, the right of any other right to vote from there.
And by the way, that's not a right to... The second time, it's not a right to vote, it's a right to vote.
When Joe and Jill went up the hill, America started sliding. With Donald Trump, we have a chance to get rid of slow Joe Biden.
I hope so. I hope so. He did a good job with his speech to CPAC on Saturday night.
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
John Kerry, Robert Kennedy Jr., Ted Kennedy. Name someone who doesn't pay tax, someone who doesn't vax, and someone who often doesn't wear slacks.
I like that. Kind of a dated references, but still, that's my kind of. I like the sans culottes reference to Ted Kennedy.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday, you can do so. Dial 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, press 2. For the chump line, leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second chump line every day, we have one. It's called Chopped Chumps. It's the messages we didn't have room for just now from this afternoon. We post Chopped Chumps around 7 p.m. every weeknight. Get Chopped Chumps, the second chump line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off your next purchase.
Get ready, pal.
I will not let a Philly cheesesteak sandwich obstruct the sacred cow to vote, the right of any other right to vote from there.
He was in the civil rights movement, you know. Did you know that? No. Yes, he was. He's been saying it for almost 40 years, and every time it's less true than the time before, or just as untrue. Making any changes in your life this year? I've actually found out that the smallest change to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day, like my Raycons. I didn't even know who I was going to listen to today, but then I heard that Gary Rossington, the last surviving original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd, was not coming down for breakfast. And so I decided to listen to some Lynyrd Skynyrd. And boy, is it good. Give Me Three Steps, live version, fantastic. I'm not a big Free Bird person, but I like Sweet Home Alabama. No one mentioned Sweet Home Alabama anymore as one of their great songs. That Smell, Saturday Night Special. So many great songs. What's Your Name? What's Your Name, Little Girl? It's such great music. And it's great. Listening on the Raycons, you hear it all again, and you just know how great the music is. Whatever music you want to play, Raycons is going to make it better. Podcasts, self-help, whatever you're interested in doing, Raycons makes it better, and you don't have to worry about bothering anyone in your range. Raycons is premium audio at the perfect price point so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. Even if you know you'll love your Raycons as much as I love mine, Raycon wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase. They offer buy now, pay later options. Every purchase has an easy and free return guarantee. And they also include such great features as 3 customizable sound profiles, earbud tap functions, noise isolation, and awareness mode. Ready to buy something small with a big impact? Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie, and soon you'll be walking down the street like a free bird. I'm Howie Carr.
He's always said self-pity is not good box office.
One of the best indoor sports, feeling sorry for yourself. Sport enjoyed by all, especially the born losers.
Howie Carr.
Years
1,000 years of profit-driven radio shows, whatever, turning the base into this angry, fearful, victimized group of people.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Global unrest. I love My Pillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza dream sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Getting sleepy just reading about MyPillow?
I am.
I can understand that. Today's poll question.
They're great pillows. The 2.0. It's a fantastic pillow. Go ahead.
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is what will Dems say after the release of the real January 6th surveillance footage? Republicans are pouncing, seizing, weaponizing. Only Democrats are allowed to add sound effects to footage. National security threat. The FBI must shut down Fox. Raw video is Russian disinformation, or Tucker Carlson equals Putin puppet.
I'm going to say national security threat.
That's still at 17%. 25% say Tucker Carlson equals Putin puppet, and 36% say pouncing, seizing, weaponizing.
And probably some other verbs that I forgot to list. Other people are saying 508, Call Me the Breeze is the best headphone song ever. 2 exclamation points. 617, Simple Man and Tuesday's Gone. Classics. That Smell. That's Gary Rossington. Apparently they wrote that song after he smashed into a tree because there was a smell in the car, if you know what I mean. And then in the plane crash, he broke both of his arms and a leg, and he had a punctured liver. It's amazing he made it to 71 with that kind of those kinds of problems. 844-500-43, but they're great with Raycons, anything by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Did you know that Lynyrd Skynyrd, the name, it didn't just come from a high school teacher, it came from part of the some lyric out of Hello Mudda, Hello Fada. Did you know that, Taylor?
Yes, I did. Lynyrd Skynyrd was the name in the Camp Granada song.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Is he the one they were organizing the searching party, or was that somebody else?
I think it's... he got ptomaine poisoning after dinner. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
You remember Lynyrd
Skynyrd? Didn't they have a teacher? They had a teacher named Lynyrd Skynyrd too, didn't they, or something like? Well, I thought it had something to do with.
I'm not
the teacher,
up to date on my Lynyrd Skynyrd trivia. I do know my Alan Sherman trivia.
Well,
quite
this is the last day we'll ever be talking about Lynyrd Skynyrd trivia,
and Alan
probably.
Sherman in the same sentence. Yes.
Considering this guy was Rossington was the last surviving original member of the band. 844-500-4242. Will, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, Howie. Love your show. Love your crew. My question is why haven't we heard where these non-English-speaking illegals in Nebraska get a gun?
You know, that's a good point, too. Where do they get a car, too? They had a car and they had a gun. And they decided they're in a rural Nebraska and they decide to shoot a bald eagle.
Where'd they get the gun?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Is there an MS-13 gang franchise in Omaha? How far is Omaha from this county, Stanton County? I could be a long way away. I don't know. These are all unanswered questions. I only saw the story one place today on Breitbart. I didn't see it anywhere else. I certainly didn't see it on
MSN newsfeed.
Yeah, you're not going to see it on the network newscast tonight. I guarantee it. 844-500-4242. How about the 23 people arrested at the Georgia peaceful protest with firebombs? Those are the people that are trying to shut down the police training academy outside of Atlanta, but it's owned by the property is owned by the city of Atlanta, and nobody's reporting on that either, are they? They arrested some hippies last month about it, so I guess this was a new hippie demonstration. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Some people have found stories about these two illegal aliens who killed the bald eagle. Looks like these aliens may have had pellet guns. Another one, 508, says they had an air rifle, which in most states, including Massachusetts, you can buy without a firearms license. You just need to be over 18. But, of course, how do they know they were over 18? They didn't have any... That's another thing. How are they driving? Where did they get the car? How are they driving the car? They don't have driver's licenses. They have firearms, though. Do they have any insurance on this car? I'm going to doubt it. Was it properly inspected? Did they affix the proper license plates to said vehicle? 844-500-4242. Isn't that wonderful? What a wonderful situation that we have these people coming into the country. And they don't care. They don't need no stinking laws. They don't need no stinking registration. They don't need no stinking FIDs or driver's licenses. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I love you guys. I'm a daily listener. I'm calling about the FAA, but if I can make two other quick points. Every hour I get the CBS news break on certain radio stations, and it's so obviously...
Don't blame me, Dennis. Don't blame me or the Howie Carr Radio Network. That's all I ask.
I don't. And the other thing about the bald eagle, that was on social media. I'm not sure what social media it was on. But I'm calling about the FAA. I have a friend who just recently retired from the Boston FAA up in Boston, and he usually worked on small airports around the Boston area. And he was climbing up on 70 years old, and he was responsible. He did a lot of radar work, and he had to climb towers and all this stuff. So he was telling me that he had a couple of coworkers that were great. He says, but when people leave, they don't replace them. And he said, there's so many people that just go through the day, the new, you know, sort of people are there. They don't want to do nothing. They just want to get by. So I guess that could be part of the problem. It's, you know, like in every other business, you have people
right.
who don't want to do nothing. And, you know.
It's getting harder and harder to find good help, Dennis. There's no question about that. And so today, these two United Airlines flights, 737s, their wings touched as they were passing. They were getting, both of them were ready for takeoff. And they pulled them out, and they're trying to figure out what happened, obviously. And they moved the passengers of both jets over to other planes. Thanks for the call, Dennis. 844-500-4242. There was another problem with the United Airline just today. Man arrested for attempting to open emergency exit door aboard flight to Boston. This was yesterday. A Leominster man by the name of Francesco Severo Torres, 33, he attempted to...
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
Apparently he didn't have a hyphen, but he had everything else. He's been charged with
a... I got two last names. What do you want me to do?
You think they've moved Joe Pesci to his new home? Or is he still in the Plymouth County House of Correction? In which case, he may get to know Francesco Severo Torres. Francesco Severo Torres is charged with trying to open an emergency exit door while aboard a United Airlines flight from Los Angeles to Boston, and then allegedly attempting to stab a flight attendant on the neck. Oh, isn't that nice? This is approximately 45 minutes to landing. He got out of control, and they noticed he was trying to open the door, the emergency exit door. A flight attendant then confronted Torres, the Lemonster man, about tampering with the door, to which he allegedly responded by asking if there were cameras showing that he had done so. The flight attendant then notified the captain that they believed Torres posed a threat to the aircraft and that the captain needed to land the aircraft as soon as possible. Torres then allegedly thrust, I'm reading from the U.S. Attorney's Office press release, Torres then allegedly thrust toward one of the flight attendants in a stabbing motion with a broken metal spoon. What, he didn't have a pellet gun like the illegal aliens from Nebraska? Hitting the flight attendant on the neck area three times. Passengers then tackled Torres, and he was restrained with the assistance of flight crew. Torres was immediately taken into custody upon the flight's arrival in Boston. Doesn't say where he is, if they've still got him in custody. I would definitely say he was... He's still in custody as of today. 844-500-4242. All right. By the way, you know, did you hear about the latest hate crime at a Massachusetts university? Was it MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology? There were some recent flyers and chalkings that were found at the school, including slurs against LGBTQ people who were protesting. They were protesting the university's emerging policies in support of free speech. They were apparently against free speech. A February 23rd memo from MIT administrators stated flyers posted across campus in some chalking outside of school entrance, quote, contained slurs directly targeting the LGBTQ plus community. Would you care to guess the rest of the story? Turns out it was a false flag. It was posted by people who were protesting the new free speech policy on the MIT campus.
I'm shocked.
MIT's bias response team investigated this, according to the College Fix, the memo added, and determined, quote, the messages were put up by students choosing to use extreme speech to call attention to and protest what they see as the implications of several new pro-free speech policies and efforts at the school. Shocked. Shocked, I tell you. By the way, how is the investigation at UMass coming into the... We're coming up on over a year and a half now. They've been conducting the forensic investigation into who sent out those racist emails to all the black student groups on the UMass campus. How's that investigation going? Did they have to take time?
The investigation continued.
Did they have to take time out with the Blarney blast today, this weekend? Did you see that at UMass? They had to call 28 ambulances to the school because everybody had drunk themselves into a stupor. Did anyone confess that they'd been sending out the emails? They can't seem to get to the bottom of it. Speaking of unsolved hate crimes in Massachusetts, the Harvard Law School hate crime from 2015, an as yet unknown Harvard Law student risked destroying everything to commit a childish act of defacement ready-made for labeling as a racial hate crime. This is, again, from November 2015, National Review. Black tape was found on the portraits of black professors in a Harvard Law School building. The tape had allegedly been used previously to cover up the Harvard seal in its various iterations across campus in protest against the seal's supposed racist connotations. The discovery of the tape portraits triggered the inevitable protests against racism at a meeting with Dean Minow, who announced that racism is a quote-unquote serious problem at the Harvard Law School and at Harvard University. That's why the Asian students are suing Harvard University, because of the serious problem of racism. It's going to the Supreme Court, you know, with the UNC case. Should be a decision. The Supreme Court is expected to outlaw racism at Harvard and the University of North Carolina both, and by extension to everywhere else across the country. Let's keep our fingers crossed, because we're against all against racism, aren't we? So they haven't, it's now it's been more than 7 years later, and they haven't discovered who committed this racist act at Harvard University, just like they haven't figured out who committed the racist act at the University of Massachusetts in 2021, and they haven't figured out who committed the homophobic act at MIT just last month. These are unsolved crimes, just one after another. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
This issue on the FAA, this Biden administration appointing this fellow to be the head of the FAA only because of his race. And this guy is clueless. He doesn't belong nowhere near an airplane, let alone be in charge of the FAA. I don't know if you heard his interview, but this guy...
We heard his Senate hearing. We played it last hour. We played 2 minutes of it. Yeah, you're right. He knows nothing.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
It's scary, and I think, you know, sometimes I think rich people don't care because they figure they're going to just take private jets, but there was almost a collision between a commercial airliner and a private jet at Logan Airport. I mean, it's not being, you know, having the money for your own jet is not going to save you if the air traffic controller is someone who was only hired because he or she was transgender illegal alien, you know? It's not going to make any difference. 844-500-4242, 978. Still waiting on the Dobbs SCOTUS leaker reveal. Any progress by the DOJ, FBI? You know, I was thinking about that. That's a good point. Thanks for bringing that up, 978. I was thinking about that. Do you think maybe one of the people who committed the racist incident at Harvard Law School, graduated from Harvard Law School, and is now working as a clerk for the SJC and has been involved in the leak? Is that possible? Knowing, of course, that just as he was never caught, quote-unquote caught, never disciplined, shall we say, for doing what he did to the portraits of the black professors, that he knew that nothing would happen to him for doing the bidding of the Democrat Party by leaking the overturning of Roe v. Wade. 844-500-4242. All right. Omaha Steaks, they are the best. I just got a new order a couple of weeks ago, and I told the mailroom manager, I said, please cook me the juicy burgers. I love the juicy burgers. I think even more than I love the filet mignon and the bacon wrapped filet mignon. But everything with Omaha Steaks is great, and it gives you a feeling of security knowing it's in your freezer. And even if you don't get to the grocery store for whatever reason for a few days, you can just thaw out a delicious steak or some of the amazingly tender chicken. They got great sides. Everything is great from Omaha Steaks. The quality, the convenience, everything you need to deliver an unforgettable meal for yourself. I just make those burgers, and I bring them to lunch. I have them for dinner. They take care of me all week long. Spring is in the air, and that can only mean one thing: spring grilling. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale. With 50% off, grab all of your favorites, like the perfectly aged tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, juicy burgers, incredible air chilled chicken, and decadent desserts like the caramel apple tarts. Plus, when you go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Howie at checkout, you'll get an additional $30 off your order. So you're getting 50% off if you get to the minimum order. Plus, you get $30 more if you use code word Howie. So you're getting it for less than half the price. And believe me, it is fantastic. It's the perfect way to get fired up and spring into something special. Don't wait for the special 50% off offer to go away. It only comes around twice a year, and this is here. This is it. Go to omahasteaks.com, use code Howie at checkout, and take advantage of this deal. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, and you're going to want to hurry because 50% off site-wide is only happening for a limited time. So don't miss your chance to save and lay in a good supply for the summer, even if it's still a little nippy in New England to be grilling. Visit omahasteaks.com, use code Howie at checkout, and get an additional $30 off when you shop their semi-annual sale today. Again, minimum order may be required. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr will be right back.
My first appointment when I get back to New England in May is with Perfect Smiles in Nashua. It's already booked. I do this because I understand not only the importance of looking good, but also that oral health is critical to longevity. So many problems can start in your mouth. Do you think that your mouth issues are too complicated to fix, or that it would take too many visits that you give up before making that phone call to even get started? Are you looking for expertise and experience to help you? When you think of prioritizing your needs for 2023, put yourself and your health first. There is a reason people say have a happy, healthy new year. Health is number one. And since your oral health affects your overall well-being, do what I did. I went to Perfect Smiles in Nashua to be as healthy as I can and to look as good as I can. Make your health a priority in 2023. Call the only dentist I'll go to, Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Look them up at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com.
Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fat head, you!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
Then I went home one day and I said, well, why are conservatives bad, Mommy? Because I thought we were supposed to conserve things. I couldn't reconcile it. Now I can.
What can you say except yikes? Soft as a grape. Softer than a sneaker full of you-know-what. And she's the vice president of the United States. She serves behind a guy who can't even walk up the stairs without falling down. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. New Atlanta police release identities of 23 suspects in Antifa terror attack on future cop training center. Only two are from Georgia. I guess I probably don't have to tell you that there are more people from Massachusetts were arrested than people from Georgia in this terror attack. This is the site of the future cop training center. Antifa's been trying to destroy it for a long time. They used Molotov cocktails, fireworks, rocks, threw bricks at the cops, forced them to retreat. They started a massive fire. And this is at the new cop training center. It's southeast of Atlanta. I don't even think it's in the city limits, but it's outside. They own the property. So the arrestees from Massachusetts include an 18-year-old woman, Isla Eligla King. She's not going to be 19 until next month. Then there's Timothy Bilodeau. He is 25 years old. There's a guy named Alex Papali. Oh, he's a veteran hippie. He's 48 years old. I don't know what towns these guys are from. You have a Mainer, Colin Dorsey. He is 42 years old. Looks like he's about 42 going on 82. You have a woman from Connecticut, Ama Bogush, born in 1998. So she's 24, almost 25. Oh, got some Canadians here. Oh, a nice Canadian came down. Robert Paul Frederic. Let's see, who else do we have? We have Tennessee represented, Utah, Indiana. Oh, a smirking guy from New York. Luke Harper from Florida. Grace Martin from West Virginia. It's a very all-American crew at Canadian, too. 844-500-4242. A large mob of Defend Atlanta Forest, because that's what they're saying. They can't have a police training center there because there's a forest. Masked extremists ambush the officers, hurling explosive fireworks and rocks at them. But wait, it gets worse. One of the guy from Georgia, one of the two from Georgia, is an attorney with the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC. Thomas Webb Juergens, 28, arrested. He has a deleted LinkedIn page. We're going to do Let's Go, Brandon. Get on board. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.